Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that plays some of the greatest music of all time. We have the big bands, the great singers, soloists, groups, combos, whatever form. If they've done jazz, standards, golden pop memories, we have them right here. Well, today in the showcase, part two of the theme, girl groups. Yeah, once again, we'll be focusing on the musical acts that are composed of all ladies. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we're heading back to the middle of May in 1943. Well, that's what's going on here this weekend, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on this week's Seems Like Old Times, and we start with the countdown, and coming in at number 10 this weekend in 1943... a duet from Judy Garland and Gene Kelly. It's the title song from the movie that the pair co-starred in late last year, For Me and My Gal.
Ding dong, ding dong, do you hear the bells go ding dong? Do you know why they're ringing?
Why, no. I don't know why they're ringing.
Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing, every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more.
Loveland for me and my gal.
Record number 10 this weekend in 1943, Judy Garland with Gene Kelly and the David Rose Orchestra for Me and My Gal. That was coming down from its peak of number 3 and was from the motion picture of the same name that was set in vaudeville during the First World War. And at the time, the duo of Van and Shank took that song to number 1.
What a beautiful day.
What a beautiful day.
For a wedding in May.
For a wedding in May.
See the people all stare.
Just see them stare.
At the lovable pair.
At the lovable pair.
He's a vision of joy.
He's a vision of joy.
He's the luckiest boy.
He's the luckiest boy.
In his wedding array.
In his wedding array.
Hear him smilingly say.
What does he say?
The bells are ringing.
Ring,
for me and my gal.
I'm
the birds are singing.
Ring,
for me and my gal.
A sample of the original For Me and My Gal by the comedy musical team of Gus Van and Joe Schenck. That recording came from 1917 when the U.S. was involved in World War I. And here in 1943, when Judy Garland and Gene Kelly's version of the song is on the charts, it's World War II. And in February, a major victory for the U.S. in the Pacific.
Guadalcanal Airport, the tiny patch of land for which Japan has sacrificed a fleet of warships and thousands of fighting men still bristles with United States bombers. For the forces that control Guadalcanal command the approaches to Australia, hold mastery of the skies over the vitally important Solomon Islands. Today, these land-based bombers are leading the way as the combined United States land, sea, and air offensive begins the task of sweeping the Japs from the South Pacific. Marching single file, long columns of fighting men stream across the island in pursuit of the enemy. Once, the little men of Nippon were in complete control here. Now, they're on the run. Plunging into malaria-infested jungles, the Marines steadily, doggedly enlarge their hold on the island. Marines take no chances on being surprised by roving Jap patrols. Any line may be the front line on Guadalcanal, and they dig in as they advance. Machine guns always on the ready. Artillerymen back up the infantry, blasting the Japs from the island.
From the United Newsreels, the Guadalcanal Campaign in the Solomon Islands, which began in August of 1942 and ended in February of 43. The victory would be referred to as the turning point in the war in the Pacific Theater. And back now to the countdown from this week in 1943. Coming in at number 9 is another old song. This is Rudy Valley, As Time Goes By.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Record number 9 this weekend in 1943, As Time Goes By from Rudy Valley. Now that originally charted in 1931, and made a respectable showing at number 15, but this time it was on its way up to number 2. And why the revival? Well, I'm sure you guessed. The motion picture Casablanca was now playing in the theaters. And the song hadn't been updated by a current artist because of the ongoing musician strike.
We turn the calendar back 82 years on today's show.
And this year, the President of the USA is Franklin Roosevelt.
Henry Wallace is the VP, and the population is 136 million. And of course, a good percentage of those are off fighting the war. Meanwhile, here at home, everyone's doing their best to help out. And that means doing without some things, such as meats, fats, and cheeses. We're now rationing those items. Plus, a freeze has been placed on prices, wages, and salaries. We're all having to make do with less. That means protein stretching, substitution, and rediscovering some old family recipes. In the kitchens, they're making sugarless cookies, eggless cakes, and meatless meals. Cookbooks, magazines, government pamphlets, and food company brochures all were full of creative ideas for stretching food supplies. And some suggestions are a bit far-fetched. For instance, just last week, the Department of Agriculture suggested that the weeds in your garden can be put to a useful purpose. They say there is nothing quite like tossed weed salad, battered burdock stems, or even cattail pollen pancakes. They list a number of wild plants and say they all taste good with vinegar or cooked in bacon fat, and they contain vitamins A, B, plus iron. Well, those suggestions didn't persuade too many. Most folks just picked up another pack of the traditional seeds for their victory gardens. And back on the countdown this week, coming in at number 8, it's another version of As Time Goes By. Here's the Jacques Renard Orchestra.
Rely, no matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love song never out of date, heart full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
That was Frank Munn on the vocals with the Jacques Renard Orchestra, As Time Goes By. Now, Jacques Renard wasn't French, despite the name. He was Russian, born Jacob Stavinsky in Kiev, but he was raised in Chelsea, Massachusetts. And by the late 20s, he was one of Boston's top band leaders. And like Rudy Valli's version, Jacques Renard recorded As Time Goes By in 1931. Back then, it reached number 13 on the charts. 12 years later, it made it to number 3. And this weekend, it was number 8 on the Billboard music charts. And since I mentioned radio while talking about Jacques Renard, let's turn on the old Crosley and see what we have. Well, new shows this year include Mr. and Mrs. North, The Cisco Kid, and the 15-minute Songs by Sinatra. Frank was also now a regular on Your Hit Parade. Some recent debuts include the soap opera My True Story, the Jimmy Durante-Gary Moore Show. In April, the Billy Burke Show began its run on Saturday mornings on CBS. And other April debuts include The Falcon and Nick Carter. And the top-rated shows are all NBC, Jack Benny at 5, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy 4, Fibber McGee and Molly 3, Red Skelton 2, and Bob Hope and the Pepsodent Show number 1. Meanwhile, the kids love the adventure stories of the Green Hornet. He was on Sundays this year. Let's see what was happening this weekend.
Leaving Cato and the Black Beauty, parked in an alley near the central building, Britt Reed walked openly toward the entrance of the building.
If I'm not mistaken, there's someone across the street in the shadow of that doorway. I'll step inside the lobby of the building and then do a little watching myself. It's dim in this lobby at night. I'll see now what that fellow across the way does. I can't see me watching him. Yeah, he's crossing over this way. If he comes in this door...
You'll do nothing, big shot.
What the...
That'll hold you!
That sucker, Lou. Sucked him right in the beam with that gun butt.
Yeah, he's out like a light. Now, come on, let's get him out of the car before that guard comes down on the elevator. This time, Britt Reed's really going to get what's coming to him, and I don't mean maybe.
Uh-oh, Britt Reed's in trouble. How will the Green Hornet get out of this one? That was Al Hodge in the title role of this week's Green Hornet. Now, as far as radio music, the song that was played most this week over the airwaves was 2 years old. It was introduced by Bing Crosby in the 1941 film Road to Zanzibar. And the song is It's Always You. And because it's Bing's song, we might as well let him sing it.
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see. It's always. Whenever I roam through roses, lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. And if I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
Written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, It's Always You. And that was Bing Crosby from his radio show, The Kraft Music Hall. Now, Bing, along with a few big bands, recorded the song in 1941, right when the film came out, but most of them were never released. However, with the musician strike going on, a lot of the record labels had to go into their archives and find previously recorded material, so It's Always You was getting a second life. And in the summer of 1943, Tommy Dorsey's version featuring Frank Sinatra would make the top 10. As we're listening to the memories from May of 43 on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, a second go-around of girl groups. In part one a few weeks ago, we had a good collection of all female musical acts. And the quality is just as good today, beginning with the Cordettes. How sweet was that? The Cordettes from 1961, Far Away Star. That was one of their last singles. They broke up soon after that. And the quartet consisted of Jenny Osborne, Lynn Evans, Carol Bushman, and Janet Ertel. And they were accompanied, as always, by the Archie Blyer Orchestra. Well, next up, an all-family quintet, the DeMarco Sisters.
Since you trying, for time didn't change a thing. I miss you so, you ought to know, you left me crying.
Thank you.
love's undying, 'cause time didn't change a thing. No,
out of Rome, New York, the DeMarco sisters, Anne, Gina, Gloria, Terry, and Arlene. They began as a trio in the middle 30s, but then became a quintet and performed on radio from time to time. But they hit it big in the mid-40s, when they became regulars on the Fred Allen Show, with this signature introduction.
Mr. Allen! Mr. Allen!
It isn't Ma Perkins, kiddies.
Well, the sisters stayed together for many years. They appeared on television quite a bit. And they made a number of recordings over the years, including that one. Time didn't change a thing. Well, let's turn up the tempo now with an all-girl orchestra. This is Rita Rio and her Mistresses of Rhythm. Feed the Kitty.
The kitty, oh mister, have pity on her. Please feed the kitty, so new to the city she purrs. Come kitty, 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 nice kitty, 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 my pretty pet. Come kitty, 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 nice kitty, kitty, take all you can get. Please feed the kitty, so new to the city she'll purr.
The band led by Rita Rio, her Mistresses of Rhythm, they were called. Now, her real name was Eunice Westmoreland. She was born in Miami, but by her teenage years, she was living with her father in Philadelphia. Well, she started performing at her father's restaurant and then became a dancer in the local nightclubs. And she was going by the name of Una. But she wasn't your average chorus girl. Not only could she dance and was beautiful, she could sing and played several instruments. Well, then in 1936, as a publicity stunt, she was hired to lead an all-girl orchestra, and they were good. Some reviewers called them one of the best dance bands on tour in 1937. And for the band leading role, she took the name of Rita Rio. And to match the name, she took on the persona of a lively Latina.
Well, Rita's popularity and her good looks got her acting roles after that, including a prime spot in Road to Morocco. Yeah, she was the other girl with Dorothy L'Amour. But for that film, she went under her new stage name of Donna Drake. But before that, she was Rita Rio, and I didn't really find any records of her orchestra. In fact, that tune, Feed the Kitty, came from what they called soundies. Short musical films, kind of like today's music videos. Rita Rio and her orchestra, one of the girl groups, for This Seems Like Old Times. We've gone back to May of 1943 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And more news from the Pacific. In March, the Battle of the Bismarck Sea. A Japanese troop convoy bound for New Guinea is attacked by aircraft of the U.S. 5th Air Force. In 3 days, all 8 transports and half of the 7,000 men aboard will be lost, as well as 4 destroyers and 25 aircraft. And the sea fight ruins the Japanese plans for New Guinea. On April 18th, Japanese Fleet Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto is killed when his aircraft is shot down by U.S. P-38 Lightnings over Bougainville. Days earlier, Americans had intercepted a coded message giving details of Yamamoto's inspection tour throughout the South Pacific. The 339th Fighter Squadron went out from Guadalcanal and engaged Yamamoto's bomber. It took less than 30 seconds before his plane was sent to the jungle below. The loss of their master strategist and national hero is a severe blow to the Japanese and a morale boost for the Allies. And just this week, American troops have invaded this place.
This is Attu, one of the bleak, barren Aleutian Islands strung across the North Pacific. Here, 2,000 miles from the United States, only 650 miles from Japan, a force of Japanese landed during the early months of the war. Deep within the fastness of snow-clad mountain peaks, behind fog thick enough to ground a seagull, the Japs thought their position impregnable against attack. Today, American forces occupy Attu. How they lived in tent cities in the valley, how they endured the freezing rain and bitter cold of this wild outpost within the shadow of the Arctic Circle is a story of which Americans may well be proud.
From the United Newsreel, the U.S. completes occupation of Attu Island in Alaska this week in 1943. And we resume our countdown of the most popular hits in the USA. We're at number 7 with the Harry James Orchestra, Velvet Moon. Thank you. That's the Harry James Orchestra and Velvet Moon, holding spot number 7 on the Billboard chart this week in 1943, on its way up to number 2.
Bernadine, didn't I hear you say that when a meal is shy on points, a little Crisco could work a lot of magic?
A whole lot. You're really never on the spot with Crisco to give you food that's wonderfully appetizing and really digestible. And you can count on Crisco for both. Whether it's stretching a handful of leftovers with a smooth, velvety cream sauce, or giving a party air to a little bit of meat with flaky pastry turnovers.
And don't forget, Crisco cakes put appetizing and digestible on a skimpy meal.
They certainly do. Have you ever tasted anything as delicious as a Crisco cake? They're so wonderfully light. Lighter even than cakes you can make with high point shortening.
Oh, say, tasting good, being digestible, is just naturally true of everything you cook with Crisco. Crisco is pure and all vegetable, you know. Digestible itself. Why, Crisco is the finest quality shortening you can use. So, for meals that taste swell, digest easy, you better try Crisco.
Durwood Kirby along with Bernadine Flynn for Crisco. From Crisco's radio newspaper on the air here in the spring of 1943. And getting back to the countdown, coming in at number 6, the Ink Spots.
When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book down from the shelf. And what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself. Miss the Saturday dance, heard the crowd at the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on days. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Stir up memories, been invited on days. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore.
The Ink Spots, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Record number 6 this weekend, 81 years ago, on its way up to a peak of number 2. And now we're on our way up to Broadway to see what was playing on stage this weekend in 1943. The most popular shows included The Skin of Our Teeth with Tallulah Bankhead, Frederick March, Florence Eldridge, also Montgomery Clift and E.G. Marshall. Kiss and Tell starred Betty Caulfield and Jesse Royce Landis. And Ralph Bellamy and Shirley Booth starred in Tomorrow the World. For musicals, there was By Jupiter with Ray Bolger, Vera Ellen, and Constance Moore. The Revue Star and Garter with Bobby Clark, Pat Harrington, and Gypsy Rose Lee. Something for the Boys with Ethel Merman and Betty Garrett. And on March 31st, Broadway introduces a new era in integrated stage musicals. It's Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. It's an immediate classic and will soon be the longest-running musical in Broadway history. It starred Joan Roberts and Alfred Drake.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads when they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. That was Alfred Drake from the Broadway musical Oklahoma, on stage this weekend in 1943. That's where we're doing our reminiscing today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're hanging out with the ladies. Oh yeah, how y'all doing? Our musical theme today is Girl Groups, Part 2. Well, here we have an Italian family trio using a French-Canadian name. It's the Fontaine Sisters.
Ooh-ah. Ooh-ah. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned. Shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind
sin to leave my heart a breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide a starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Shadows fall, bend a willow and weep for me.
The Fontaine sisters, Bee, Jerry, and Marge Ross, out of New Milford, New Jersey. Well, the original trio was Bee and Marge and their brother Frank, who played guitar. But sadly, Frank was killed in action in World War II. Well, then the youngest sister, Jerry, took his place, making it an all-girl trio. And they first recorded as just the three sisters. But they decided to go with a new moniker, the name of their great-grandmother, who was French-Canadian, Fontaine. The sisters were hired by NBC, and then they started working with Perry Como. They joined him on radio, TV, and backed him up on records. Well, they put down a number of singles over the years, but nothing really hit until Hearts of Stone in 1954, and the release right before that was the song you just heard, Willow Weep For Me, and they were backed up by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra. Now let's get in another all-female band. Here's the one led by Ada Leonard. They do Indiana. American Girl Orchestra, led by Ada Leonard, a tall brunette, stunning, elegant, with skilled trumpeter Jane Sager and the saxophonist Bernice Little. They were stars of the USO tour during the war, and that was audio from another soundy, Indiana. Well, that's it for part one of the show. After the break, more girl groups and more of the hits from this week in 1943 on Seems Like Old Times.